The number 7 has had symbolic significance to Christians for centuries. On the practical level, there are 7 days in a week, 7 continents, 7 seas, the 7 hills of Rome, the 7 liberal arts, and the 7 wonders of the ancient world. In the Jewish world, Passover has 7 days, and a menorah, 7 candles. Jesus fed an entire crowd with 7 loaves, plus a few fish. Peter asked if he needed to forgive one as many as 7 times. Mary Magdalene had 7 demons cast out. And Paul lists 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Medieval Christians extended the symbolic use of 7 to include the 7 deadly sins, the 7 sorrows of Mary, and also her 7 joys. And the book of Revelation is filled with symbolic 7s. Today's music, a setting of Psalm 130, is written for 7 voice parts. This was not by chance. Our composition came about in an unusual way. For many years, the Italian composer Bizetti cherished his close friendship with another Italian composer, Gianfrancesco Malipiero, better known for editing the complete works of Monteverdi. Unfortunately, Bizetti's famous temper abruptly ended that friendship. As Malipiero tells us, here ends a friendship that started well but finished badly. De profundis clamavi. Out of the depths I cry. Several years later, after mutual friends helped to patch things up, both composers, as a gesture of reconciliation, set the words of De Profundis to music. Bizetti's setting is written for 7 a cappella voices. The motet begins with an extended section of rich writing for a 4-part men's chorus. Several minutes into the piece, the upper voices are gradually added, climaxing with the thought that, although we have sinned, with God there is forgiveness. The penitential psalm finally subsides as the poet turns in faith to God, and the word Domine, Lord or God, is repeated ever more quietly until the music concludes on a single note bearing the dynamic marking not just piano, nor even pianissimo, but pianissimo.